Well, hello there, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am so excited, as always, to be with you guys today, Wednesday. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we are joyfully glad in it. I am celebrating life. You know why? Because we have been just redeemed by the blood of Yeshua. And why not celebrate that? Every new day is a new opportunity, brand new mercies, brand new grace. Thank God for that and his love. So I celebrate Wednesday with you because I love you. All right. So listen, today is Wednesday. We are right here with Dr. Gina's on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And I cannot wait to get the show started. We have Dr. Cindy Trim on here with us, author of so many books. I cannot wait to get that interview started with her. We got Pastor Guy Reeves and his wife. We have minister and poet Estelle Monroe Gant, and we have, of course, Gina G is going to be joining in with her trending tea and so much more information. Right now we have in Washington, D.C., it is mostly sunny, 83 degrees. Our high today is going to be 90. In Detroit, Michigan, shout out to Detroit, we are 83 degrees, partly cloudy, and you are going to be at a high of 88 degrees. Richmond, Virginia, you are sunny right now, 83 degrees, 91 is going to be your high. Jacksonville, shout out to you. Love you, Jacksonville. 85 degrees, partly cloudy right now, and your high is going to be 91. You got expected thunderstorms this evening around 4 and 5 p.m. Dallas, Texas, you are mostly sunny today, 84 degrees. Your high is a whopping 95 degrees. And London, my love, you are partly cloudy, 75 degrees, and your high is right now 75 degrees. If I did not mention in your state or your country, know that I love you dearly. And guess what? Today is awesome and amazing. Why? Because our Creator created it, and you are enjoying the day, the fruit of it. And no matter what you're going through, know that He rules and reigns, and He has the final say. He is in control of everything. All you got to do is surrender to Him, and that's it. So just remember that. So I love you. Also, I want to go ahead and give you ministerial minute right now. We have a full show, so I'm not trying to take up a lot of time. We have 1 hour. God knows I wish it was longer. And one day it will. But today we have 1 hour. And I don't want to miss a second of Dr. Cindy Trim's interview or Pastor Guy Reeves and his wife or any of it, any of the show. I want everybody to get their time in. And so you can meet them, know them. If you already know them, I'm sure you're going to hear something inspirational from them, some revelation of some sort. But most importantly, why they came on the show today. Ministerial Minute today with me. I wanted to tell you and encourage you that God is in control of everything. He knows all things, and He's so in tune with you and wants a relationship with you. I often am very transparent and on every platform that God has given me to do. And I'm telling you, it has been such a journey. I have been messy. I have been confused. I have been so many different things, but God has always brought me through and always has given me, first of all, first and foremost, His love. And then from there, He's given me the strength and the power to go forth. And then He's given me a sound mind, which has increased wisdom and revelation. And that's what He promised us. He promised us that He would give us love, power, and a sound mind, and not fear. So I want to stick with that for 1 second during this ministerial moment and reflect on the fear that so many of us are walking in the body of Christ. We say that we're walking by faith and not by sight. We quote the scriptures, but yet our prayers are indicating a begging, a disability a position instead of a position of a joint heir and a position of authority and a position of being loved by our Father, being chosen by Him. And so I want to encourage you that maybe in this season, a lot of us, I mean, everybody that I've been talking to has been going through some situation of some sort. They're going through either health scares, or family members that got health issues or financial struggles or emotional, mental struggles that we don't often talk about in the body of Christ. And I want to encourage you that wherever you are, I know some of us have turned to vices and we're just going through the motions and we're just going through our prayer life and we're saying what we think God wants to hear from us. And we're saying what we've been taught to say. But how about being in a position of being restored and replenished by just surrendering everything, even the things that you have learned, even the things that you have been taught, even the things you've gone to seminary school for, or you sat on the leadership team and learned from your pastor or the other leaders or things that you have developed. How about getting a place of replenishing and being and receiving a fresh anointing from God? And how do you do that? You might be asking. Well, when you surrender everything, it's a surrenderance of coming to a place in that state and time and moment of I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know why this is happening. I don't know what you want me to do. I don't know what I should do. I know that I shouldn't worry about tomorrow. I know that you will take care of everything, but I just don't know where I'm at right now. Come into a place of I don't know, and God help me, teach me, impart into me, show me, if I don't know how to love you in this season. I don't know how to receive your love in this season. I don't know how to pray in this season. It seems like I'm doing the same thing over and over. Come to a place of I don't know and just allow God to pour into you. Once you release yourself, He is able to then pour into you and restore, replenish, impart, give you new and fresh and push out everything, the worry, the doubt, the mistrust, all of that stuff that causes you to be confused, all of those things that are the enemy's tactics to keep you stagnated and not moving forward, but keep looking backwards at what you did, and how that happened last time and why that. Listen, God is right here. You repent. He's saying right now, this is a new, fresh start. I want to teach you. I want to take you to new levels from glory to glory right now. I want to show you new things. I want to introduce you to myself in this next phase of your journey. I want to do this for you. And I believe that if you just not be ashamed of anything and not hold yourself in contempt, no condemnation in those that love Him. He loves you so much. You are called according to His purpose, and there's so much that He has in store for you. So I want you to be encouraged by that no matter what happened yesterday, last week, last month, last year, when you was a child, when who did what to you, whatever the situation, I want you and your kids, everything that's going on around you, I want you to keep your eyes on God and just surrender to Him. Give it all to Him. It's your time to grow. It's your time to mature. It's your time to get your quiver, your iron sharpened. It's time to fill your quiver up. It's time to get your boots on. And it's just time to walk in that power, walk in that sound mind. And I'm telling you, once you're there, the enemy is so defeated in every area. And then your reflex muscles, instead of reacting, you'll start warfare. And instead of, believing a lie and reciting a lie, you'll start speaking God's truth. It's your reflection. I mean, your instincts. When you got to get going, you don't have time to sit there and listen to and meditate on the devil's lies. You have to eat more of God's word and allow that to be your reflex. There you go. Where you are ready to go at battle right in, to just keep that peace, that place that God has you, that place where He had brought you to. That is the warfare, is staying right there in confidence and peace and His love and His protection and all and His provision. That's where He wants you to stay. So the warfare is the enemy trying to distract you from with everything else to get you off that, out of that space. So this is what you have to do. Surrender. If you gave into it, it's okay. Repent, surrender, no condemnation. Ask God, what do I do? What do I need to know? Teach me, show me. I want to be more like You. I want to reveal Your glory. I want to reflect You. I want more of Your attributes. He will do this for you. Allow yourself the process. It might not be overnight. It might be a week. It might be 2 weeks. But I bet you this, though. I tell you this for sure. He will definitely, definitely do a quick work. He wants you to get this thing more than you know. He wants you to get it. You walking around saying, I'm a Jesus kid. I'm Yeshua. I'm part of the kingdom. I'm Father's creation. I'm his child. Yeah, but you have to reflect all of the power and authority that has been released to you that Yeshua died for and rose again. We have to rise up with resurrection power too. So I just want to encourage you about that. It doesn't matter about yesterday or even before you heard this message. Let's go. Let's get up. Let's get going. Cry it out on his lap. Lay it on him. And he's big enough to restore it. He's big enough to replenish it. He's big enough to heal it and make it all go away. Okay? So I just want you to know that you're not alone. The body of Christ, we all got some highs. We celebrate, and then we got some challenges. But you got to believe the report of the Lord, okay? All right, this has been Ministerial Minute. All right, so now we're going to move forward. I hope that blessed you guys. I am so excited about Dr. Cindy Trim. I can't even tell you. She is, oh gosh, I mean, the revelation that God releases to this woman. I don't even think my notepad and my pen is, I can't even write it down fast enough. It is just so much that she's been able to hold, and just God has just expanded her in so many ways. And when I first met her, I met her going to a conference, and I saw her for the first time, and I was late doing something, distracted, shouldn't have even been there. I shouldn't have been where I was instead of being at this conference where she was at here in Maryland. And I'm telling you, I walked in all late. But God wanted me to be at this conference so bad, even though I was distracted before I got there. It was such a pressing for me to get there. And the timing that I got there, I walked in and I was about to sit down, and Dr. Trim called me and said, you. And I'll never forget it. I mean, I get so misty because I think, gosh, you know, when a promised prophetic word comes forth, it's just, You don't even know how God's going to get you to that point and what it's going to take to get you to that point. But just the words that she spoke over my life, walking right in that door, and just how she was obedient to the move of God. And, you know, he was just like, I just want you to speak this to her. And she just spoke it into my life, and it just knocked me right on out. She didn't even lay hands. I think she waved over me, and the anointing on her, I was just knocked out. I just remember, like, I got to hear what she's saying. I can't be totally out. I got to hear this. And I just remember that no matter how heavy that anointing was, and it just knocked me off my feet, God still had it where I could hear it and receive it. And also, she was one of the ones, they had a baptism, and she baptized all of us that wanted to be water baptized. It was just a wonderful event. So without further ado, Dr. Cindy Trim has dedicated her life to serving God and humanity. Best-selling author, Trim is a sought-after empowerment specialist, revolutionary thinking, and transformational leader. Her best-selling books, The Prayer Warrior's Way, The Art of War for Spiritual Battle, and Commanding Your Morning, have sold more than 1 million copies combined. I am so honored today to welcome Dr. Cindy Trim on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Welcome, Dr. Trim.
Hey there. And in advance, I apologize for some of the noise. I'm actually with a friend in the hospital. But it's wonderful because we're able to do life while we're doing life. And this is the beautiful thing about being a Christian. It's all about life strategies, isn't it? And so yes. Today I'm just excited to be a part of what's going on, and especially during this time in the unfolding of God's plan for humanity. And so very, very blessed and really excited to know that God has a plan for all of our lives.
He definitely does. And I know, I mean, there's so many wonderful things happening in your life right now. And I mean, first of all, from what everybody's known. You've been very open about your family. You're very close to your family. You have been writing. I mean, you have even more books that I even listed and have toured and not toured, but spoken and did conferences and blessed God's people all over the world. You have just been busy. And you've always said that your family was really like your greatest support system, especially at that time when you were a single minister in ministry. Not anymore, though. But just can you tell everyone how important it is to allow God to send the help that you may need to, especially if you're in ministry, you're writing and all parts of ministry?
Yeah, I think that we have turned Christianity into a religion or a religious expression rather than seeing it as actual life strategy that is divine, that God has given us. When we are able to stay connected to the giver of life and the one who formed our lives and gave us life, and then also not only gave us life, but gave us purpose for our lives, we have the ability to commune with someone who created the heavens and the earth, who knows the end from the beginning for each one of us, and then everything in between. And he's the one that is able to download into our hearts and our spirits the exact strategy that we need for everything that we are confronted with. And in life, we have to be able to come out of the bleachers and stop being observers and start being participators in our own lives, in the unfolding of our own lives. And a lot of people wait for things to happen to them. And then, even as you talked about being a reactor, as opposed to being proactive, being a person that is proactive, allowing God to put us in a position where we're able to see the unfolding of his plan by way of getting a revelation through prayer, or even in your instance, through a prophetic word, and then knowing that every promise that God has placed in that Bible, he means to fulfill. He's a covenant-making and a covenant-keeping God, and everything in him is yea and amen. And we have grown up with so many no's that we are almost blinded to the things that God is saying yes to. And he's saying yes to life and yes to success and yes to prosperity and yes to health and yes to healing. And it's all about allowing God to show us what he had in mind, to reveal to us what he had in mind for us to do, and then also to have the faith to believe that whatever he has promised, whatever he has ordained for our lives, he will also provide the resources necessary for us to fulfill his original plan and purpose.
Oh man, so true, so true. And that's the thing, is I'm so glad that you said all of that, because it is really where a lot of us are now. Just, we have to get to a place where, you know what, I'm tired of not seeing more. I mean, he promised that he would show us so many things. And if we're just digesting still the same plate that was from 10 yeah. years ago, it's so much more that he wants to show us of him. And, you know, I think of that scripture that says, I cast out demons, I healed the sick, I prophesied all in your name. And he says, get from me, I did not know you. And don't you think that people have, when you say the religion part of Christianity, it's about relationship. And you mentioned covenant relationship. It's like, it's what he wants from us. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. And you hit it right on the head when we talk about having a relationship rather than using this as religion, because, you know, a lot of people use religion to tap out of life as a reason why they can't do life. But when you're involved in a relationship, let's take love, for instance. Love is an action word. So our Christianity demands that we take action. Faith without works is dead. And a lot of us are praying for God to answer specific prayers and solve specific problems within our lives, within the universe. But very few of us see ourselves as the possible answer to these prayers. And we have been sent here with an assignment, and each one of us should be able to fulfill our assignment and helping to push humanity forward, to bring our families and communities back into divine alignment, to be able to see healing on every level, to be able to see physical healing, emotional healing, healing in our relationships, healing in our community, healing among nations, healing among different ethnic groups, healing in systems. And I've discovered that, you know, faith actually pushes us into a realm of unbelievable possibilities and potentialities where God begins to show us what he has prepared for us before the foundation of the world. And this is one of the reasons why I wrote my new book, Hello Tomorrow. It's a sequel. You know, I'm doing the sequel and the prequel to Commanding Your Morning. Commanding Your Morning is about the power of the spoken word. But now Hello Tomorrow takes us to the next level and talks about being able to have a vision for your life, a vision for your family, a vision for your marriage, a vision for your community, a vision for your industry, a vision for this world. And it's not just about saying, it's about seeing. We speak based on what we see. And so what God is doing now is raising up visionaries in this generation, individuals that are able to see beyond their own personal needs and to be able to garner a vision for the world in which we live in. We need solution carriers. We need people that have solutions. And what better place to look for those that have the solution for world problems than the church? Because what the world would get from a Christian is not only vision as well as solution, they'll get moral and ethical leadership. We are the light of the world. We're salt of the earth. That means that we bring the moral and ethical leadership. And when you have immorality and unethical dealings, you begin to fray. Your culture begins to fray. And, you know, and it gives rise to all of the kinds of unethical activities that we see today. And it gives rise to despotic governance. It gives rise to drug trafficking, human trafficking. It gives rise to corruption at every level. But when you have a vision and people are able to see a brighter future, then we will see less and less criminal activities. What happens now in our communities is people don't see how life is going to be different. They're blinded by the current conditions that threatens all of us, that threatens our peace, that threatens our lives. And people are blinded. They're blinded by disappointment. They're blinded by it. But I believe that God is going to remove the blindness from off of the eyes of this generation. I believe we're living in a time where we have a systemic problem, and it's blindness. And this is what one of Helen Keller's famous lines was, that the greatest tragedy in life is to have sight but no vision. So I believe that this is a season for the visionaries to arise. And this is why I wrote the book, Hello Tomorrow.
Hello Tomorrow, the transformational power of vision. And, you know, I know exactly what you're saying. And it's the disappointment over the littlest things that are so minor to God, like, you know, the electric being cut off or you losing your home. Or I mean, all of these things are devastating, a marriage breaking up. But if we can't get past this right here, this level, like all of the things that you spoke about, drug trafficking, sex trafficking, all these major world issues, we are like not operating in a power. And I recall Cindy, Dr. Trump, when a couple of weeks back, God was saying, I've given you all power to call those things that be not as though they were. I've given you power to speak something into existence. And I'm telling you, when I, okay, it took a wrestling for that. Like, cause you gotta, your mind has to be transformed and all of the disappointment has to come out and all of these things that God's working, you know, through no matter what. But yet when I finally took a stand with that, I'm telling you what he said was true. I saw things move. I saw him move. I came into agreement with what he said. And that's what you're saying. And I love this because you got find your compass. You have in one chapter, renew your mind. That's renew your mind, liberation and all sorts. You've got to get Dr. Cindy Trim's Hello Tomorrow. I'm telling you, I've started reading it and it's amazing. I can't thank you enough for doing what you do for the kingdom of God.
Well, it's such an honor and it's such a blessing to be able to encourage people just to let them know that life can change the moment that they change and the moment they change how they view life. Because how you see your life unfolding is how it unfolds. One of the things that God said to Abraham, look northward, southward, eastward, westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed forever. So how far can you see determines how far you go in life. And your feet will never take you where your mind has never been. And it's interesting because how you see your life unfolding is exactly how it unfolds. And I ask people, you know, how you see your future, how far you see determines how far you can go. And God has an awesome life prepared for all of us. One of the things that God said in the book of Habakkuk 1:5, it says, behold, ye among the heathen and regard and wonder marvelously. And so that means that God has something marvelous for us, and he's planning to put awesome back in our lives. He's planning to give us an awesome future, an awesome ministry, awesome business, awesome children. God is going to put awesome back into our lives. And this is why God said to Habakkuk, he said, write the vision, make it plain, because Habakkuk was praying. And he said, God, do you see all of this stuff that's happening all around me? And God just changed his emotional state from being depressed to being hopeful when he said, Lord, I have a vision for you, and what I want you to do is write the vision. Make that the thing that you focus on, because whatever you focus on determines your future. And if God knows the end from the beginning, he can download it into your life as a vision. And I wrote this book to talk about the 12 areas you need to write a vision in, because a lot of people talk about vision, but they haven't given us the tools and the mechanics to do it. And so this book is going to give you the tools and the mechanics to do, to write your vision, to get your vision first, and then to write your vision, and then to live the life of your vision. And it's dear to my heart, because 22 years ago, I wrote my first vision. And everything in the vision came to pass. It came to pass financially. It came to pass personally. It came to pass professionally, spiritually. Some more amazing things, from writing books to traveling around the world to doing the things that I'm doing. There was only one thing that I hadn't done that was on that vision. So I wrote my second 20-year plan for my vision, and everything that I've written thus far, including going to Harvard and going to Oxford University, going to Antarctica, writing the books that I'm writing, doing the things that I'm doing, it is on my vision plan. And the only thing that didn't come to pass that was on the first vision was me being married. So I got to tell you this story, though. I carried it over to the second 20-year vision plan that I wrote. And guess what? Within a few months, I met the man of my dream and the man of my vision. I feel like I was meeting my Boaz. I felt like I was... in a dream, because he's a man of God and he's a cultivator of my soul and a supporter of my vision and my dreams.
Wow.
And he's everything that I wrote plus some. And I've discovered in writing a vision, God does not meet your expectations. He exceeds it. He goes above and beyond. So I never had natural children, but a part of this package deal is the beautiful 4 children that I get. They're all grown, so I don't have to change diapers. And it's a wonderful thing to know the power of vision.
I'm telling you, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I was like biting my knuckles. I couldn't wait to say it to you. That's what I was at the beginning of the show. You had mentioned how your family and everything has been there and you were close to your family, but I knew that, you know, you often would mention something about, you know, God's going to, you know, send the right man and he's going to be there. But your focus was always on what God had you doing for the now. And that was so inspirational for so many of us single in ministry. I just want to say congratulations. I'm saying this for everybody. I'm so excited for you.
Well, thank you. You know, the beautiful thing about it is if you read the book of Ruth, and I feel my life is something like Ruth. You know, Boaz found her working in her field. And so you've got to be able to work the work that God has called you to do. I didn't go on Christian Mingle. I didn't go on any of those websites. I didn't even go out and I didn't even go on a date with him. This was divinely set up by God.
Wow.
He was handpicked by the Father, and he found me working in my field. He that finds a wife finds a good thing. I didn't go looking at for him. He went looking for me. And here's the caveat. God gave him a prophetic word that clearly described me in every sense of the word. And I was not even aware of it. So God can download into the heart of anybody what he needs them to do for you. So you don't need to compromise your Christian values. You don't need to manipulate. You don't need to dress in a certain way that reveals what it shouldn't be, what shouldn't be revealed. I always say to women, if you don't want to share it, don't show it.
Mm.
So I didn't have to compromise my Christian values nor my virtues. God brought the man of my dream to me. And I want to encourage people, you know, that in writing a vision, be very specific. And I want to encourage everyone to get the book now. Go online and buy the book right now. It's Hello Tomorrow. And I promise you, it will revolutionize your life, because my life is different because of vision.
Oh, my gosh. Can I just ask you real quick, where did he find you at? What country? Where were you at? Like, what state?
Well, right here in the United States. Right here in the United States. He found me right here in the United States of America. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? God can, he can come from anywhere. Y'all can be anywhere. I mean, this is so amazing. Hello Tomorrow is Dr. Cindy Trim's newest book. And I'm so glad that I have a copy. You need to go get your copy right now and tell everybody where to follow you on social media.
Yes. Well, I'm triminternational.com and as well as cindytrimministries.org. And then they can follow me on Twitter. I think it's Dr. Cindy Trim, and everything else is Cindy Trim. And look for the high numbers, and all of them have the blue check. So, you know, there's a lot of imposters out there that are putting up pages. But if you don't see that blue check that is verified on the social media, you know it's not me.
It's not her. Get with the real deal. I am so excited for you. And congratulations again on everything new that has just been released upon you in this season. And just everything that God has had you do. You have been such an inspiration to me and so many other people. I love what God, you know, you being a vessel for him and what he uses you to do and say and everything like that. Like I said, I have held on to the words that he's used to speak over my life. And It doesn't come without a battle, though. Let me just say that. It doesn't come without a battle, but you also are equipped and have released in your books and through your ministry ways to warfare as well. So not only are you walking away from with Dr. Cindy Trim equipped for a prosperous and healthy and vibrant future, but you're also equipped to recognize and discern the wiles and the stupid stuff that the adversary does. So just go and look at all of her stuff and get every book, but this one, Hello Tomorrow, get it right now. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
And thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's been
and I'll be in prayer for your friend. I'll be in prayer for your friend.
Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break. This was so awesome. We're going to take a commercial break real quick, and we're going to have Pastor Reeves and his wife. I cannot wait. We'll be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Yo, this is your boy Monty G, and you're listening to Dr. Junior's Radio Chat. Don't forget to go check out a brand new movie, Lost. You can check me out at Monty G, L-O-J-M-G on IG. Thank you very much.
All right, we got Pastor Guy Reeves and his wife, Shayla, is joining us right now talking about ministry and marriage. This is a great kickoff to start with, just getting off with Dr. Cindy Trim saying she's getting married and how God really sent her husband to her. So now I'm on with Pastor Guy Reeves. Hi, Pastor. How are you?
Hey, Dr. Tina, how you doing?
I am good. Am I pronouncing your beautiful, lovely fly to the gills wife's name properly, Shayla?
Yes, you are. How are you doing, Dr. Gina?
I am fabulous. I am so glad to see. I love seeing y'all too on Instagram. You guys just really are the cute as a button, but you look like you don't take no mess. Y'all look like y'all all about your father's business straight up. And bet not nobody come in trying to stir up nothing because y'all ain't going to have it. Okay? I love it. So I wanted to bring you on to talk about all of that. And I know Gina G's on with us. Hey, Gina G.
Good morning. Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Okay, so we follow you on Instagram, and so I want to know more about your ministry. Tell everybody about what the name of the ministry is, where your church is. Tell us about that, Pastor.
well, we started a church originally in Atlanta, Georgia, probably about 7 years ago. And then we started another location here in Wilmington, Delaware, and it's called Momentum Church. And we just, we're just building ministry from the ground up, but we're also connecting with individuals who belong before they believe. And we're creating a place where, you know, it's okay not to be okay. You know what I mean? And I think sometimes people come to church or join churches, you know, already made up to who they are, and they lose their individuality, their personality. And what we're just showing them is that God wants all that. He wants to use all that, who you are, to your uniqueness and to your fullest ability. So we're just doing ministry the way that God instructed us, and it's been just an awesome journey.
So in other words, people can come there just where they are, not knowing anything, just, you know, I want a change. I might have some creativity. In other words, you set an environment that God is cultivating and molding and creating and bringing what he has created out of them. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. It's a community of faith where everyone is welcome, because nobody is perfect, but we believe anything's possible. And so, you know, we're just reaching out to those who are even far from God. You know, the Bible gives us a story that we're all familiar with, the prodigal son. And, you know, he left the fold, left his father's house. But the Bible says that when he returned, his dad threw him a big party. And so we're looking for those who are, you know, far away from God. And when they come home, we throw them a big party. You know what I mean? We're not worried about what they've done, their past. We're just trying to get them to where God has called them to be. And so that's our ultimate purpose and vision, and you know, we're just excited about it.
So let me ask you a question. As a pastor of a ministry, you said that you were in Atlanta. Now, where are you at now?
We're in Wilmington, Delaware.
Wilmington, Delaware. You're not that far from D.C., I don't think, right? Wilmington, Delaware, in Delaware near D.C.?
Yes, it's about a little less than 2 hours away.
How did you get to Delaware from Atlanta, Georgia, Pastor?
That's a long story, but it's a great story. You know, I'll get to you in short. I'm born and raised in Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware. My wife was living, you know, born and raised in Atlanta. I moved.
Oh, so you went to Atlanta to go to get your beautiful wife. That's what God did. and you was gonna bless the people along the way.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I moved there about 10 years ago to help out another ministry with two very prominent people who were just going through, you know, a series of life events, and I was able to step in as pastor there. And after my assignment there is when I started the church, and then, you know, from there, a few years into me starting the church, I met my wife, and we've been married almost 7 years. And so like I said, it was one of those kind of journeys. I went there thinking it was for ministry, but God had everything wrapped up in one.
But won't he use you anyway? Even though he's got an agenda, he'll just go on and just, yeah, you just keep on minding the field, and I'll go on and tell you, and you see why you're really here. I love that.
Exactly.
I love that. So you were, so when you met her, you were pastoring then, or did you start pastoring after the marriage?
I was pastoring before I met her. I was there on another assignment with another church, and then when that was finished, and you know, the pastor was back in place, kind of thing. I waited a year, and then I stepped out and started my own. And within that year, I'm sorry. We started the church about 8 years ago. And then, met her, and then we've been married almost 7 years, maybe 7 years.
Wow. So, Shayla, coming into this, where are you at now? You're meeting this wonderful pastor. He's a man of God, handsome. He likes to dress. I'm sure the cologne is on key. What were you thinking in Atlanta? You met this guy. Did you see what God was doing right away? Did it take you a moment? Tell us about that.
Well, first off, before I met my husband, God took me on this journey of discovering or rediscovering who he really is in my life.
Come on!
And also discovering who I was. Because so many people since I was a young girl always told me how gifted and anointed I was, but I never saw it for myself. And so for 2 years prior to my marriage, I prepared myself. And I know so many people, it may sound so cliche, but it really worked. And so at the time, I was dating people, and it just wasn't working out. I knew that they wasn't who God had called me to. And so I was like, you know, let me just take this time to really discover who I am. And so for 2 years, even my family thought that I was crazy because I actually turned off all sources of communication to the outside world other than my cell phone. So I had no cable. Wow. I turned it off. My mom literally thought that I was crazy. She was like, you're sitting in this house. But I heard God's voice so clear for the first time in my life. And he said, I want to be your only source of entertainment. And I was like, okay, God, I'm going to trust you through this. And so for 2 years, God took me on this journey. I was up all times of night, just feasting in his presence. I never felt the presence of God so strongly. I never heard his voice so clear until those 2 years. And so for those 2 years, I dived into my word. I was praying more. I was fasting. And it was just me and God. And I loved that. It was so rewarding. It was so promising. And through that journey, God showed me who I was. He showed me who I was called to. And I started writing the vision down. I started writing down the type of man that I wanted. I didn't really know how he was going to look, but I knew how he was spiritually. And I knew that he was going to be a great man of God. I knew that the promises of God that he had for my life will be fulfilled with this man. I knew that we were going to build together. And so once I was in Montgomery, Alabama, and then God told me to move back to Atlanta. So I started working in Alabama. God said, move back to Atlanta. And I'm like, okay, God, I'm going to trust you. You know, I was going to a church there. I really loved it. But God said, move. And so I did. And I want to say I moved back in October. And then, like, the end of October, someone had offered me to go to this church for a service. And I was like, okay, sure, I'll go with you. So I did a little research, and I seen that my husband, then a person I never knew, was pastor. And I was like, oh, well, let's just see how this turns out. I go there, and it was a speaker there that I was following on social media, and I wanted to, you know, hear them. So I went. And they were talking about, like, it was a women's conference, and they were saying, like, get this man out your house, and da da. And I was like, okay, God, really, maybe I miss you, you know. Then I start questioning, maybe I miss God, because I was like, there's no man in my house. I am single. I am happy with God. Like, it's just me and God, you know. And so long story short, we end up talking that night afterwards. And I think immediately he knew before me that I was the one. I was still kind of, like, guarded a little bit because I didn't want to jump into anything because I was just so comfortable and just so happy with me and God. And then eventually we started talking, and I think from that night on, we talked, like, every day for hours, and within, what, you know, a few months, we were married.
So now bringing this, and that's awesome. I mean, that is so going along with Dr. Cindy Trim just said about writing a vision down, and really, I can kind of connect with you with this whole season of surrendering and learning God's love and embracing that and loving him. Yeah. and being in that place. I'm so there right now since this accident that I had on June the 30th, he's been really teaching me about that. And it's just a whole new realm. It's like a whole new place with him where he's actually showing you more of him. Like, people think they know, but you have no idea. You know what I'm saying? It's so much more to him. And so I want to, Gina G, did you have anything you wanted to add to that? Because you're a married woman. What you think about that?
Well, their story is a little better than mine. No, I'm just kidding. That story sounded good.
I know.
But I mean, I just, it's unbelievable to hear her story about how she, you know, turned off all her cable. And, you know, as a young woman, you know, you think, oh, I can't live without my phone. I can't live without social media. I can't live without cable. You know, so for her to be brave enough to do that and listen to God and learn herself is something that I would love to show, you know, like my single sisters, you know, or friends that I have that are single, to just wait on them. He coming.
It's so amazing that you did. It is so amazing that you had the strength to do that. I mean, that right there needs to be encouraged a lot, because a lot of people say, I got to have at least something. You know, I'm not with anybody. At least I get my TV. Or, you know, what do you say to those that might be just like they really want something new from God? Not necessarily a husband, but just a breakthrough. That moment, Shayla, that you were so ready for change. What was that moment like, though, for you? And did God give you? Because, like, is it okay? Let me ask you this. Is this something that's forced by somebody saying my mind is made up, or do you believe that it's a season and time that God has just chosen to call you forth, and there's a peace that he gives you to do it? Because see, there's a difference. You know, some people say that, you know, they get saved and they say, oh, my mother wanted me to get saved, or I got saved because my friends were saved. But was that the moment, you know what I'm saying, that God has chosen? What would you say about that, and pastor or First Lady, whichever one can answer that.
I think for me, the determining factor for me was that you just get sick and tired of dating people that you know are not your husband. You get sick and tired of being played. You get sick and tired of being used. And at that moment, you have to just sit back and just reevaluate your life and yourself. And you're like, you know what? I deserve better. I'm a better person than this. And when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, then you know, okay, listen, I have to get my life in order. And so, you know, even while I was in that 2-year process, I wasn't just sitting there waiting. I was still enjoying my life. And I think a lot of times we feel like we have to just sit there and wait and do absolutely nothing. But in the waiting process, you're still doing something. I was working. I was traveling. I was shopping. I was still enjoying my life. And sometimes I have my girlfriends there, but if not, I'll go by myself. And you have to be okay with it. And I think a lot of times we are afraid to be by ourselves because we're afraid of those things that nobody else sees or nobody else know about. And so you have to deal with those issues. Deal with those things that you've been hiding. Deal with those things that you've been denying. And so that way that God can process you.
We don't want to go through the process. Right. That's the thing right there. I know we don't have a lot of time, but I'm loving your story. We got to have you guys back on again. But just this foundation, we got to know more about your ministry and all this stuff. We got to get all that information. But I didn't mean to cut you off. But Shayla, you are saying so much good stuff. You and Pastor, y'all both are saying some good stuff. What you're saying is that when you get to the point of just where you're sick and tired of doing you, then now when you finally surrender to God, then he's able to come in. And just like that was said earlier today, the moment you do that, it's going to be quick. Even though it seems like, okay, 2 years, I'm sure he downloaded a lot of information, a lot of revelation, a lot of love. And it was just so good. I mean, why would you want to leave it after it's so good? Nobody leaves a good thing that they are aware of. But so you answered that when you said it was the moment that you were tired of it all, doing it your way. Then you allowed him to come in and he was able to mold and chisel and heal and break down and build up and all of that. This is so amazing. Okay, where is the church? What's the address? What's the social media information? Where can people follow you and get to you?
The church is located at 1007 North Orange Street in Wilmington, Delaware. We're actually in the DuPont building on the first floor. It's called Theater Inn. And we're there every Sunday, 9 a.m. Social media, you can follow me at Pastor Guy Reeves on all social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. My wife says, I am Lady Shay. On the same platform.
I follow her. I follow her. I love these two. They are so dope. Fly, down to earth, cool. I love what God is doing in you guys' life. There's so much more to them. We just wanted to touch the surface of ministry. They travel all the time. It's a lot going on with these two. Yeah. But God is blessing them, and he is all up in it. And y'all got to come back again. Will you do that?
Oh, we would love to. We would love to.
I love this. I love it. Gina G, aren't they the bomb?
I'm talking about the next time they own, I'm putting it on speaker, and I'm just going to drive down the street and let everybody hear what's going on.
We're going to have it on intercom.
Yes, I am.
Yes. Oh, and also, if anybody wanted to give donations, sow a seed to your ministry, this is a ministry of come as you are, let God build you up, hearing from God, seeing God move, being in his presence. God, this is the type of ministry right here that you want to sow a seed in. Tell them how they can do that.
Wow. You can, go to Cash App. Our church is Cash App, Momentum Church, or on the website. I know our church website. Well, go to GuyReeves.org, but if, like I said, if they want to sow into the church, they can do it on Cash App at Momentum Church.
And he's well rounded around the folks that y'all know. We can say a few names, but we just not gonna do that. You gotta go on his social media and find out who he know and who God done connected him to. But just know that he stands out all on his own, him and his beautiful wife, Shayla, doing the work of the kingdom, just building it one brick at a time. I love it. All right, listen. And they fly too. Okay, you can't beat that. All God's glory all over him. All right, listen, there will be back again. I want y'all back in September because we're going to tap into some other stuff. I want to do like a panel thing. Are y'all down with that? I'm going to create something around y'all.
just let us know when you're there.
That is so awesome.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, worldwide, y'all got to go and tune into them. All right, we'll be right back. No, actually, we can't come back. We got to go right into transition with minister, poet, Estelle Monroe Gant. All right. Thank you so much, guys. Estelle, you're welcome. Love you. Okay, Estelle, how are you?
I am doing well, Dr. Gina. Your show is off the hook.
Today it is on fire today. I'm listening and taking it all in, especially as a single person in ministry. I'm already absorbing all of this, so I hope everybody else is too. Estelle, I'm sorry to keep you waiting for your segment. Tell us what you got for us today with your awesome spoken word.
Well, I would like to dedicate this poem to Dr. Cindy Trim, woo-woo, Gina G, and I would like to dedicate this poem to you, Dr. Prince. So the theme of this poem is called The Evolution of a Hero. The Evolution of a Hero. She rose up out of the trenches like a champion fighter determined to win, even though she had bruised and battered skin, destined to go from victim to victorious, from anonymous to notorious. Google overcomer, and her image appears because she fought hard to get to overcome her fears. Her mini bio is on Wikipedia, and her immeasurable smile may be found on social media, but her testimony is up close and personal. She is definitely somebody to know. She was a hero by default because she never signed up for trouble and heartache, but she got caught between commonality and greatness. See, when purpose stalks you, you can't fake this. She was too wise to believe her detractors when they prophesied her demise, because they might have not heard that she had a prophetic word from he who can't lie, from he who sits high and looks low, he who sees all and knows all, he who ordained the call to be much more than typical. See, it's biblical that he takes broken nobodies and make them fixable miracles. See, even as a young girl, she sat down and down. She downplayed it when she should have owned it and slayed it. Since his blood already paid for it, he told me I already made it. Even at my lowest point, see, I was still that joint, even when they would frown at me and point. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do, and I'm using your haters to bless you. Imagine
I know, right?
Yes. Snap. Imagine me with all my flaws and the Lord giving me a standing ovation with a vibrating applause. He made me a hero, and I didn't have to pick straws or compete for this spot. As a matter of fact, I preferred it not. See, some heroes have options, and others are pre-enlightened. But I was completely blindsided because I was so frightened. For years, I ran and even denied it. Default hero input or choice is usually zero. So don't get mad at me because I don't fit in your small box of common folk. I was purified by fire, yet I came out smelling like roses instead of smoke. See, God broke every chain and strengthened what remained to be a testimony to his name. Now I'm free from explanation. I'm free from validation. Now I'm free from explanations. I'm free from validations. Loneliness is a prerequisite for elevation. Liberation is pricey. There is no clearance racket or half-off coupon for freedom. You will pay the entire bill. So this is my declaration of evidence because the S on my chest stands for sequence because my story continues. My story is not over.
Girl. Wait a minute. You better go ahead with Propheline.
Did you say you smell like roses and not smoke, Jesus?
Dr. Prince, all these false prophets talking about you wasn't going to be great, they was looking at greatness when they said it.
Hello. You better tell that story. Oh, my goodness. This is amazing, amazing. Gina.
Oh, I'm dead. I smell like roses and not smoke, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Help me.
Okay. Estelle, oh my God, pray. Listen, we got to come in agreement that we get more time. We need at least 3, 2 hours, 4 hours.
Come on,
everybody else.
Come on, Jesus.
We need more time. There's not enough time, Lord. Okay, tell everybody where they can follow you. This was so good. Where can they follow you?
Yes, you can follow me at Estelle Monroe Gantt on Facebook, and I'm at For Real Gantt, the number 4, For Real Gantt on Twitter.
And she for real. Mm. All right, the real deal. I saw a couple of demons turn with their tail between their legs on that one.
They turned right back. They went right back in the ground with that smoke. That's what they did. They was like, oh, that ain't me. Let me go back
Oh, there she go. Let me go. Proper line. That was neat. Let me go around. I can't go this time.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that was so good, Sam.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
It was dope. Anyway, we love you so much, Estelle. Can't wait till you come back again and join us. Y'all want to book her, follow her, get here more, go with her social media and her email. I can't even talk. Your email address. She'll be back.
Love you, family.
So love you too, sis. Thank you again.
Love you.
All right.
Gina, okay, so tell us something, Trinity. I thought, first of all, we only got a couple of more minutes, but I want you to give the, what do you want to do? What she say or Trinity?
Let me do the Trinity because it is a lot going on. It is a lot going on, Dr. Gina. So I want to talk about Aretha Franklin because everybody's been trying to put Aretha Franklin in the ground already.
I know, that's why I heard it on the doggone Facebook page. Even the people from Detroit. That's why I thought it was true.
Everybody is trying to put her in the ground. I'm like, she ain't dead, Jesus. They even started a Facebook page with, you know, like the RIP, and they got the memorial thing in the background. I said, Lord, the people trying to put the lady in the ground.
I know, even from our hometown, that is a darn shame.
Detroit people,
I ain't gonna name y'all.
Yeah, but Aretha Franklin is still alive, y'all. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, she is alive. So we're gonna pray for her and her family because I know she is, I don't know if she's at home or in hospice because that's another thing that's been back and forth. So I don't know where she is, but I know she ain't with the Lord yet. So our prayers continue to go with her and her family. Our prayers are going to go with the 22 people that lost their lives in northern Italy on the highway bridge that collapsed on Tuesday. That is a travesty. I've seen the video, and just to see, I'm telling you, ain't nobody bigger than God, because he don't play. That bridge collapsed. It didn't matter who was under it, over it, or nothing. 22 people lost their lives. We had another terrorist situation in the UK. A gentleman crashed his car, child, in the gates, killing two people on Tuesday. All this, I don't know what was going on Tuesday, but all this went down on Tuesday. So our prayers go out to them in that country. London is always getting some terrorists, you know, attacks.
I know, and I want to go to London. Like, you know, I told you I wanted to live there.
Me too, but they tripping now. Wait a minute now. There's a lot going on down there. Also, we've lost 37 people have been displaced and lost in India. There was a flood there in India. So all over the world, is just so much going on, you guys. Argentina, they had the abortion. So now they cut it off where you can, I believe, still get an abortion after, I think it's after, I want to say 6 months, or a full term or something like that. So, I mean, we got to pray for that country. Yes, Argentina, they are fighting to stop it, abolish it, but it was just granted again for them to extend basically how long you have before you can get an abortion. So, I mean, you guys got to think about it. You're already, of course, killing a baby, but, you know, when it gets to 5 or 6 months, I mean, that's a whole person with a name, a baby shower. You know, that's you done went too far. But you know what? You can't judge anybody. That's on them people. But Argentina is fighting to kind of, you know, to cut that back. And Omarosa, honey, Lord Jesus. Omarosa, if you don't know, she was the one black person that Trump allowed in his White House. And he's been calling her a dog. He didn't call her every name in the book. And right now she's on a book tour right now regarding her book. And it's called The White House. Honey, let me tell you something. Just know that I don't even, you know what, Dr. Gina, I don't even know what it is. I don't even actually want to waste any more time. I don't want it. And I don't want to deal with it. But please, look, everybody pray for America, please. I know you got to pray for your country, but please pray for us as well. Because, I mean, between our president and what's going on with these and in Florida, the stand your ground, we finally got somebody that is able to face charges. He's not on murder charges, but he's on manslaughter charges, which is one of the first cases in Florida because they have the stand your ground law. And this man killed this young brother for absolutely nothing. He just was looking for trouble that day, and he ended up killing a young guy, and now he's going to have to pay for it. So I'm excited about that, because finally, people aren't just getting away with it. And that's all the tea I got, child. It's been boiled over and spilled. I ain't even added enough sugar, because I ain't got time to be fooling with.
Where are you going to be at? Is there anything going on with you this weekend?
This weekend, no, I was going to make a trip to Atlanta, but you know what? That's just a drive. And so I don't think I'm going to do it this weekend, but there's so much going on. I'm in Virginia right now. There's so much going on between festivals and a crab fest. So I might try to sneak out. Maybe I can get my girl, Dr. Gina, to make the drive.
Yay! I think I want to. I think I say yes.
Okay, good.
I do.
Good. So,
I think I say yes.
Other than that, just living my best life, as they would say.
Emmanuel's going to King's Dominion, so I think, yeah, that would be nice if I could do something.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so listen, I don't have anything going on either, but it's a lot of stuff that's booking up for September, so you guys be on the lookout for that. Okay, about Charisma House. Charisma House empowers people through spirit-inspired resources. It is the leading publisher of diversified Christian resources, motivating people to fulfill God's purpose. For more than 20 years, Charisma House has published books, including 14 New York Times bestseller, including Dr. Cindy Trim, and I'm going to be next, that challenge, encourage, teach, and equip Christians. Also, if you've seen me in any of my outfits, my clothes, oh my goodness, you know I love the Chic Shack. It's all about the Chic Shack. They are everything and all things to me. I love their styles, their clothing, their blouses, their shoes, their pocketbooks. They have everything, anything you need. Domencia, the owner of the Chic Shack, would be glad to also style you up and get you ready to go on your day out with having a great time with any of the items that they have at the Chic Shack. They mail to you. You can go on their website at thechicshack.com and check out their everything, their accessories, their, like I said, pocketbooks and et cetera, their shoes, their blouses, they got everything. That's where I go to get unique stuff. The Chic Shack at 1230 8th Street, Northeast DC. You can find them online at thechicshack.com, and you can go at the Chic Shack Facebook and on Instagram, the Chic Shack. You got to check them out. It is something worth doing. I'm telling you, I've been shopping there, I don't even know now, for about 2 years. And I'm so glad that they've partnered with us and they are one of our sponsors. They are amazing. But I love them before we even had the sponsorship. They have always been amazing. Shanice is one of the also stylists there as well. And they both, Domencia and Shanice, will be glad to help you with any of your fashionable needs. And you can go and order. They'll ship it right on to you. You can go in the store, which I love to do because the shop is so cute and so unique. All right, listen, we can go on and on. We need more time, Father. We need more time. Speak it into existence, you guys. Keep the numbers growing. Yes. I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We are loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and you can follow me on the Instagram at Gina R. Prince, and you can go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook, and please help a sister out with her Twitter, Gina R. Prince. Gina R. Prince on Twitter. I think I need to do more interaction on Twitter. I don't do much of that. Maybe that's the issue. I don't talk to people on their Twitter because I don't know how to do it. Somebody help me. Listen, we love you right here. We had a full show. You know how, yes. Gina G, I know some of y'all love us together. We'll be back next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell all your friends. Keep those numbers growing. Doors are opening. Things are happening. And we want you to continue to be a part of our journey as we are joining you with your journey. We love you so much. Go and get the Keys Against the Enemy. Go and get my Health Soul Fitness DVD. You can download it. Go on myhealthandsoul.com and get your copy digital. You can get all the books, Born in the Sin, Transforming the Destiny, and The Keys Against the Enemy on digital everywhere books are sold. All right. I love you so much. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.